A lot of times I've noticed that it's very hard to find STL files that are 3D printable easily with, like, very quickly. So, here's some STL files for free that I'll leave links to in the description that you can 3D print that are rockets or rocketry related.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Since the beginning of time, man has peered into the night sky and wondered, how do I get there? It's the Realm Rocketry Podcast with your host, Brennan Thompson.
Okay, we've been doing a lot of 3D printed content recently, haven't we? Well, why don't we do some more? Because that sounds like fun, right? Actually, I do love 3D printing. I own a 3D printer, so yeah, that's probably the reason why I like 3D printing. Anyways, we're going to be talking about some free STL files where you can find from multiple sources that I'll be linking in the description, and we're just going to say some stuff you can 3D print for rockets. So, we're going to start with the paper towel tube rocket on Thingiverse. It has 5 thing files. We got the fins, the nose cone, the tube, the cap, and the lug. So, yeah, we got all the stuff, and then we have one make. So, essentially, this is a paper towel 2 model rocket that I made print all the parts at 0.28 layer with 0% infill and supports touching build plate use SSE motors. So that's pretty cool. So that will be linked in the description. So next up, this one's not a rocket, but it's a rocket pen. It's actually super cool. This is a rocket as a pen. Just add a pen cartridge to include, and you have yourself a functional ballpoint pen. That's super cool, and I like that. So yeah, that's not a rocket, but it's cool. Alright, next up we have ourselves the Modular Model Rocket. It was made May 24th, 2011 with 132 comments and 47 makes on Thingiverse. So it's just a modular rocket that you can 3D print with your 3D printer. It looks like it's fully plastic, so yeah, just so you know that part. But yeah, there's a rocket. Next, by the wonderful, legendary Joe Barnard, we have the BPS Rocket Cradle. And yeah, that is a Thingiverse thing, and it's really cool. It is essentially a thing that allows you to keep your rocket body tubes from rolling off of places. And it's even got its own video. It has 20 or 10 millimeter extensions if you need more room for fin clearance. So yeah, it's pretty much the ultimate rocketry cradle. And even cooler, they give you a no logo and logo version on Thingiverse. So yeah, I recommend using the logo version, as does he. But hey, if you need to use the no logo, then oh well. But yeah, that's another one. Alright, we have a VT-55 with a cardboard rocket tube recommended, but you can print your own from, like, body tubes, and you can. It's loosely based on the SS Amazon. It flies on D-12-5, but should work on C-11. There's an open rocket file, which is, yeah, that's really cool. That's actually super cool. And it was printed, obviously, on the MakerBot replicator. I mean, who wouldn't print with that? No, but it's printed on a MakerBot replicator, and it looks pretty nice. So, looks like a good design. There's a couple different options for the variations of fins and nose cones and stuff like that. So, I'll have another link to that one in the script. And now, let's do one more, just for the fun of it. If you build model rockets, you will probably know that aligning the fins on your rocket can be a fiddly task. From measuring up the tube, to mounting the fins at the right angles to the body, mistakes can lead to a rocket that does not fly quite true. A disaster is awaiting. I looked at the commercially available jig from Estes, as well as some other DIY solution. However, I wanted something simple to use that was reasonably scalable. This is what I came up with. The tools is a jig that inserts over the body tube of the rocket. It is parametric, so you can change the number of fins, tube size, fin width, etc. to suit. The tool holds your fins perfectly true, whilst glue sets on the model rocket. And there you have it. That is the stuff. And the instructions measure out your rocket parts in particular, the outer diameter of your body tube, the width of your fins, the number of fins, add the measured dimensions to the OpenSCAD model, and adjust the jig height, wall width, and the gap width for the root of the fins to prevent glue bonding to the jig to the model. Print the part, clean up any flash, and insert over the end of your rocket tube. Insert your fins with the root edge glued, and now, wait! And there you have it, the slightly modified description, which has emphasis added for clarity and also interestingness, so we have great content. But there you go, there's some fin alignment stuff. And yeah, there's some STLs you can 3D print. Thank you for listening to the Realm Rockery Podcast. If you enjoyed this content, then please go tell somebody about it. It's the number one thing you can do to help grow our show. And if you would like to ask us a question, go to the contact section of our website, link in the description. But for now, remember, what could go right? Safety third! Bye, everyone, and we'll see you next time.